Today's Daf Yomi is Kedushin Daf Tezayin Kedusha 16, and I want to encourage everybody, please subscribe to our YouTube channel, Yeshivas Eli Melech on YouTube. That way you'll help us spread the Torah. So today's Daf Yomi, we're learning about the concept of the severance payment that is made to a Hebrew slave. If a Hebrew slave serves his master, he gets severance payment when he leaves. And in the coming Daf, and we'll talk about the amount of money he gets. But the Talmud says, and today's Daf Yomi, that if there is a Hebrew slave, that the money goes to him. When the master releases him, he gets the severance pay. So the Gemara says, well, of course, it's obvious. That the money, the severance pay of the Hebrew slave, goes to him himself. Pshita El Aman. Whom else would it go to? Of course, it goes to him. So Abaye says, no, this is a Chiddush. This is the Chiddush of Tutai. Tutai is the name of a scholar. I don't remember him appearing elsewhere in the Talmud, but that doesn't mean that he doesn't appear elsewhere. But this is the unusual Amoro. His name is Tutai. And Tutai says, it says about severance pay, Hanek Tani Kulo. You give him the severance pay. But the Chiddush here is, Veloa Balchovo. You don't give it to his creditor. And this tells us that when it comes to the severance payment, we don't apply the principle called the Shibuda de Rabbi Nasan. Shibuda de Rabbi Nasan is the idea that if A owes B money and B owes C money, C can make a claim directly against A for the money that B owes him, because C can say to A, B owes me money, and so therefore I'm going to go and make the claim straight from you, meaning say A owes the money to B, and B owes the money to C. So C says to A, you really owe me the money because you owe it to B, so you owe it to me. But we carve out an exception for that. It does not apply to severance payments. Severance payments are excluded from that concept.